Good afternoon, Caitlin. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, no, absolute pleasure to have you on the program. It's been a funny old 18 months, not just for netball, but for all sports. And as a president of the ANU Netball Club, you haven't had much of a run, have you?
No, haven't had much luck. I started this job coming into 2020 and thought it was going to be a cruisy year, but we've just had run-ins with COVID months after months. Over the past 2 years, so it's not been easy.
Once we go into lockdown, Caitlin, and we come out again, does that add much work to your plate?
Yeah, it adds heaps. There's, you know, checking over restrictions and regulations and directions and what we can and can't do. Sometimes we might be able to go straight back to training like nothing happened. Other times, you know, we can't actually even train as one team. Or practice playing. So there's lots of questions and queries, and can parents watch their kids, or do they have to just drop them off and put them in our coach's hands, you know? It has just made the job 10 times harder, if I'm honest, which, you know, I'm happy to do it. I love the sport and I love the club, but it's definitely made it a tough couple of years.
You know, when I think about it, you know, can parents watch kids? Can you train as a whole group? We're talking about Oyen here. We're not in the middle of Sydney or Melbourne, are we?
Exactly, yeah. We're in the middle of nowhere. We've never had a case here. And I 100% I respect how the virus works and what we need to do to get on top of it, but it doesn't really make it any easier. It's a tough pill to swallow every time we just get the ball rolling again and then we're back into lockdown.
You know, that's one of the things. You play B grade for the Oyen team. It's one of those things. You're playing at a high standard and a high level of netball, Caitlin. It's a momentum game. You get on a bit of a roll and then you've got to get pulled up again. You know, it could really bugger some teams around, couldn't it?
It really is difficult. We've probably played this year, even with our buys at the start of the year, we've sort of been playing two games on, one game off, or two games off, one game on.
Yeah.
And then with lockdowns, we've continued with that. And we have had quite a few injuries this year, and I wonder if that's attributed to that, just the stop and start. It's also, you're trying to get a run on. You might have had a tough week, and then you've got to wait 3 weeks to try and get the momentum back up to try and get a win. And with that time lost, obviously people, get injured or go away or get unwell and things. So it's just been really hard to maintain team and that run on and that momentum to try and continue throughout the season.
Now, this is, you've lost, we spoke off here, you've lost around about four rounds. It's going to be very hard, as you said, to make them up before AFL Grand Final day, but that's something else we spoke about off air. How do you cut the season short and make that fair to everybody?
Yeah, so initially with our first lockdown, we lost two rounds, which obviously wasn't ideal, but it meant that we would sort of push back the season by two rounds and we'd finish our whole season by the AFL Grand Final, just before the AFL Grand Final. Now that we've lost four, I personally don't see how it's going to work. I don't know how we're going to squeeze all those rounds in. And then I don't know how they make it fair. We, as a club, have not played two teams at all. So we don't know what they look like. We don't know how we'd come up against them. One of those teams is quite strong. One, not so much. So, you know, that could be either a essential win or an easy win to get points. And there'd be other teams that would be in the same situation. They might have not played the two top teams, which means they might have extra points because they've played lower teams. So I don't know how you can pick where to stop or, you know, what to cut out and how to move forward. I can't see a fair outcome. I'm not sure if we will get a season, what will happen. But it's going to be a very tough decision for SFNL to make any fair or worthy decision, I think.
Yeah, I'd hate to be on the board to have a look at that and go, well, how do we do it if we look at going down that avenue? You're exactly right. There'd be teams that would favour. There'd be teams that would hinder. Is there any, you know, just thinking out loud here, what about double headers on the same day just to get through the rounds?
Yeah, we did discuss that. And I think for netball, netballers could probably do a Saturday and a Sunday match.
Yep.
I think two games straight after each other would be a bit difficult.
Yeah, but, that's, yeah.
At like an A and B standard. But I think for football players to play 2 days in a row, that would be pretty tough going.
It would be.
I like to say the netball's harder than football, but I know that on their bodies that would be really, really tough. So I cannot see how it will work. But
hey, you like to say that netball's harder than football.
Oh, you know, I like to just stir the boys up a bit.
Well, you know, I'm
on their toes.
Yeah, I'm hearing you, but in a lot of ways it probably is. You know, it's a very stop start, high paced sport. You don't get much of a rest in netball.
No, you don't. The good thing is it is that quick stop start, so you can recover that little bit quicker. But who knows? Maybe if we'd just done the one round and played everyone once, we could have cut straight to finals or something.
Yeah. But
we're sort of a couple of rounds into our second half, and it's going to be really difficult. And who knows? You know, we might snap out of this lockdown and be able to get back into it, or we could be 3 or 4 weeks away from even getting back to training properly. So it's a tough one.
That's the problem. Every time we've come out of a lockdown, Caitlin, we crawl out slowly. It's like you can do this now, and we'll tell you what you can do in another week's time. It could even be 4 weeks before you allow crowds back again, and it's. It just makes it financially very hard as well.
It is. It's very. It's a huge strain on our club. We're very lucky with the community that we have, that everyone supports each other and supports our club. But I guess the main reason that a lot of us play and that we are part of the club is for community. And if we can't have spectators either watching us or supporting the club in some way, then, you know, we don't really want it.
Yeah, I'd have to.
That's the reason we play. So spectators and supporting our community is the biggest part of what we do. So I think that's just been a huge loss for us this year and something that we'd have to consider if we did try and get back into it.
Let's hope that we can get the season finished, because down there at O, in both in your B and A grade, you've had a fairly good season on the netball court. It would be an injustice to see it all folded up and gone away again because of COVID-19. And you yourself, you need a whole 12 months, a shot at this in a normal position where you've got nothing but normality, so to speak.
Yeah, we've been so lucky this year. We had fantastic numbers and all of our senior teams have had really successful seasons so far. And we were really hoping to push for 4 teams in finals. But, yeah, just that lack of momentum has meant that we haven't been able to get there or even see the end in sight. And, I'd love to get 12 months of doing this job properly and to the best of our abilities and giving everyone a good, enjoyable year. But it's just not looking on the cards at this point.
Well, let's hope. Seeing you're in the health profession yourself, let's hope that we've got enough people vaccinated by next year where the restraints can be lifted a little bit. We can go back to community sport in regional areas with crowds, with no lockdowns, and have an uninterrupted season. I think it'd be a fantastic thing to see right across the board.
Yeah, look, that's best case scenario. The more people we can get vaccinated, I guess the better it'll be. And let's just, I guess we said this in 2020, but I guess we can start aiming for 2022 and hope that it's a brand new year, a fresh start, and
Caitlin,
everything will be okay. That's what I'll tell myself to get through.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to laugh, but we all said that at the end of last year, and I said to my work colleague, what, are we all going to wake up New Year's Day and COVID's going to be gone? It's been worse, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Surely 2022 has got to be a little bit better. It's been great to have you on the program. We'll stay in touch. Let's hope you get back on the court and finish your seasons off strong, hey?
Thank you so much.
No worries, Caitlin. You take care.
Cheers, mate.